And America, to its credit, can also show us a lot of sensible men and women who have denounced all this and have walked out of it. But this book is about the English, not the Americans. Now, Englishness, with its relation to the unconscious, its dependence upon instinct and intuition, cannot break its links with the past. It has deep, long roots. Being itself a state of mind, it cannot ignore other states of mind, and cannot help feeling that madness, with its ruthless competitiveness, its idea of man simply as a producer and consumer, its dependence upon dissatisfaction, greed, and envy, must be responsible for bad and not good states of mind. Furthermore, while Englishness is not hostile to change, it is deeply suspicious of change for change's sake, rejecting the idea that we are now committed to some inevitable mechanical progress. Here we might take a concrete example. Englishness would support an immediate demand at the expense of many other things for more or better housing. Without adequate shelter and a decent place to call their own, people feel wretched. But people in England, not a big country, do not have to have more and more and larger cars with longer and wider motorways wrecking the countryside to take the cars. If they think they do, this is admas at work. People have wanted houses for centuries, and cars of their own only for a very short time. To put cars and motorways before houses seems to Englishness a communal imbecility.